Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Founded in 1926, the Williams College Museum of Art is one of the oldest museums in the county and features changing exhibitions of its permanent collection as well as traveling shows located in the heart of the Williams campus, just a few steps off Spring Street in Williamstown. The museum is open year-round and admission is always free.
And the museum has more than 14,000 objects in its collection, including the largest collection in the world by brothers Charles and Maurice Prendergast. The current exhibitions include, but are not limited to, Frank Lloyd Wright, early work, Looking at and Looking Through, Rethinking Portraiture, and Immortal Scripts.
Lisa Doran, Deputy Director of Curatorial Affairs, and Kevin Murphy, Eugenie Prendergast, Curator of American Art, are here today to let us know what's on view and what's coming up at the museum this spring. Lisa and Kevin, thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Lisa, let us begin with you. How do you, as we talk about the current exhibitions, you tend to do a lot at once, don't you?
We do. We have a lot of constituents. We have, some of our strengths are that we're, an intimate space, but we're interdisciplinary always. And so we're, doing many different kinds of things at any given time.
How did you learn to be you? I mean, what did you have to do to be you? Did you have to get degrees? And what is it that makes your job?
Well, I actually attended the program in art history here at Williams College.
Yeah.
And I worked at the Williams College Museum of Art for several years after graduation, and worked at the Art Institute of Chicago for several years after that. And I've just come back about 2 years ago to this new role and to help continue the legacy of this great museum.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Kevin,
go ahead.
So, Kevin Murphy, as far as the American art, what if we have a percentage? How much does that make up of the collection and of what the?
It's about 10% of the collection. So it's well over 3,000 works, edging probably up depending on how you slice American art. You start with 17th century and then go up into. My area of expertise sort of ends in the 60s, but then, American art continues to this day. So it's a large part of the collection, and over 300 of those objects are works by Charles and Maurice Prendergast. But we have a real range from a beautiful 18th century portrait that we just acquired by John Swibert to our sort of iconic Edward Hopper painting, Morning in a City, from 1944. We have an incredible range and real depth in American art.
When you look at a portrait or a picture from a previous time, do you ever look at it and think, I wonder what was going on then? I mean, culturally, around the painting, around the sculpture, is there something different? What would be different from now? I keep passing in the New York State Capitol. The picture of Lafayette, the full-size picture of Lafayette, and wondering whether, wow, I mean, what was he thinking then?
Yeah, you really, there are two ways to look at objects. You can look at objects in as though you were part of the, as though you're trying to recover a past, or recover what the artist, what the sitter, in the case of a portrait, was trying to accomplish when they were working. But then you can also look at an object as though it's a contemporary
sure.
work. An object that exists in today that was made in the 18th century is a contemporary object. So there are lots of ways of interpreting material, but it's really interesting to try to recover the history, whether it's of ownership or whether it's of sort of what happens to a work of art over time when it's exhibited at different places. I mean, that's one of the sort of great parts of a curator's job is kind of working through some of the mysteries and trying to get at what an object meant then and what it means today.
We didn't have photography back then in some of these cases, so we have to rely on the fact that the artist got it right. I mean, do we really know what George Washington looked like?
No, there are conflicting reports about what Washington looked like, and the Clark has a wonderful Gilbert Stuart
of
Washington, which apparently Stuart got the mouth right, but another artist named
they got the mouth right.
Well, he had just been fitted for new teeth,
new wooden teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, when Stuart painted him, but another artist named Charles Wilson Peale actually got the body right because he was an artist who fought with Washington. So. We don't know, but it also doesn't matter. You know, it artists take license. They they interpret their subjects. They interpret the landscape. And that's sort of they're creating their own meaning.
Well, it matters to me. I want to know what the guy looked like.
Look at a dollar bill.
That's funny, Joe.
Look at a dollar bill. So when I'm interested in how the two of you work together. So how do your paths cross over? Because you're looking at the whole, of course.
Yeah, I oversee the curatorial department, but I'm also the curator of contemporary art. So that is my area. So basically in American art, where Kevin kind of leaves off, I pick up. And then I'm also looking at contemporary art from all over the world and from every region. And we have strengths in all kinds of areas of the collection in terms of ancient art and in terms of every area of the globe is kind of in some way represented in our vast collection.
What gives you nightmares? What gives you nightmares when it comes to art? Is there anything you worry about in the middle of the night? I worry a lot in the middle of the night.
Well, I mean, we always worry about the safety of the artwork. We want to, be sure that the things that are in our care are safe and taken well care of. And so that's something that we, take great pains to ensure at all stages.
Yeah. Have you ever been tested in that area? In other words, has anything bad ever happened here?
Well, I've only been here for 2 years now, but there are always things that could potentially go wrong, and we've been very lucky that we've managed to keep our collections safe. But things happen. The HVAC system fails, or some kind of building failure. But we do quite a bit to make sure that the work's protected.
How about you in the middle of the night, there, Kevin?
Same thing. I worry about fire. I'm a Californian, and I used to worry a lot about earthquakes, but I don't have to do that anymore.
Unless you live in Connecticut now.
This is gonna be a rash.
But fire. I worry about you always worry about the safety of things. You worry when your paintings, your works go out on loan, that something could happen to them. But you also, it's part of our mission is to share work with the students at Williams, with the community, and then also with people all over the world. So we've had our Harper traveling, our Grant Wood will be traveling to Paris and London, and it does give you a little bit of pause, but you try to make sure that they're protected as best they can.
When somebody asks for something and it travels, do you have any, if it were my, my paintings, I would say, no, you can't have it. But you do, and there's that sort of interconnectedness between the art world. You do let things travel, and then you worry about where they are and whether they're going to be taken care of and the rest of it. First of all, has anything ever happened when one of your objects has traveled that has been horrible?
And I've only been here a year and a half, so I don't nothing bad has happened since I've been here. But things do sometimes you hear of things sometimes getting damaged, a crate will get damaged or something like that in transit, something, the forks will go through something. But museums are really careful. We have so many protocols in place about what can even be in a cargo hold with an artwork. We have people doing condition reports when it leaves, when it goes. We have the crates are sort of, sometimes triple crates around things. And so they're, We try to make sure, and we all have the same protocols, so that makes it easier to lend, that we know that another museum is going to be taking care of our object as though it were theirs, and likewise when something comes to WICMA.
I know we're almost out of time, but do you ever say no?
Sometimes, because of fragility or because we, an object is needed by a course or the students, or it's a really big part of an installation that we have sometimes, but... we try to only do that for if we absolutely have to.
Well, Lisa Dornan and Kevin Murphy from the Williams College Museum of Art, thank you so much for being with us. To learn more about the museum, you can go to WCMA. That would stand for Williams College Museum of Art.
It's almost WAMC, you know.
Yes, just a mashup there. WCMA.williams.edu, WCMA.williams.edu. Lisa and Kevin, thank you so much for being with us and for educating us this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.